scattered throughout the galaxy, we will find innumerable homes to the cult Mechanicus, all situated on their independently governed Forge worlds. These planets have an incredibly dense populace, with millions or even billions of humans working alongside countless servitors and mechanized units, all for the furtherment of the Forge world's industrial output. The purpose of these worlds is simple. It is to produce the arms and armaments for the armies of the Imperium. Planets are often incredibly specialized towards the crafting of a specific piece of equipment or class of technology. So for some worlds, entire continents may be dedicated to the production of las guns, where hundreds of thousands will be produced each day for the Mighty Bear, which is the Imperial Guard. Alternatively, some worlds will be formulated towards the artisanal production of the god engines of the Collegia Titanica, and they may only produce a single Titan following several decades of meticulous labor. As stated, the planets are governed independently from the Imperium, and they strictly adhere only to the rulings and decrees of the Adeptus Mechanicus. This is due to the 10,000-year-old Treaty of Mars, which was signed by both the Emperor of Mankind and of the Mechanicus leaders during the 30th millennium as a method of avoiding war between Terra and Mars. It decreed that the planets colonized by the Mechanicus could remain under the sovereign rule of Mars, and that each planet would hold political autonomy from the laws of the Imperium. It also included an exception to the imperial truth, the quasi-religion of the Imperium, which allowed the Mechanicus to continue in their worship of the machine god. There is much theological debate over this next point, but some within the Mechanicus have willingly conflated the Emperor as being the Omnisire, which would make him the physical avatar of the machine god. This theory, however, seems to satisfy neither the adherents to the imperial cult, nor of those who follow the cult Mechanicus. However, I shall not dwell on the mechanoid ravings of the Martians today. In any case, a stipulation of this treaty is that the Mechanicus would supply the Imperium with whatever armaments, ships, materials, weapons, and technicians that they required. This request has happily been filled. As for the Mechanicus, nothing brings them more joy than the production and discovery of new technologies, all of which bring them closer to their machine god. Forge worlds are incredibly hostile planets to live upon, sometimes being comparable to a death world in just how inhospitable they seem. Landscapes have been utterly terraformed for the benefit of the great mechanical machines, which constantly belch out thick black smog and other industrial pollutants, all so that the engine of production never ceases to function. Mountains have been reduced to rubble, just so that new factories can be produced in their foundations. Entire swathes of what was previously verdant grasslands have been dug up, and enormous tunnels have been dug underneath, purely to store the vast coolant systems which prevent these factories from overheating. Even more natural features of a planet will be taken and mechanically modified to suit the needs of the machine. Volcanoes will be adapted into massive furnaces, with the very core of the planet being stoked to produce greater and more intense heats. Vast chimneys will stand as tall as space elevators, spewing polluted materials into the upper atmosphere, where they will coalesce into thick clouds, enveloping the planet within a grim, dark sheath of pollution. Oceans will be drained, with their waters being carelessly distributed across the world to aid in whatever industrial processes require them, with not a thought being paid for the ecological devastation which is being committed. As you can imagine, this has turned many lush, diverse ecosystems and many beautiful, verdant planets into nothing but worlds of pure industrial wasteland, broken up only by the towering and lumbering manufactorums which pock and scar its horizon. The constant swell of forges, the churning of raw materials, and the roar of a million industrial engines produces an incomprehensible level of pollution upon the planet. Indigenous life is almost entirely eradicated, with only the hardiest and most resilient of insects somehow surviving deep within the irradiated sands. Acid rain is a common and near constant phenomenon, halted only by atmospheric scrubbers, which are sparingly activated by the Mechanicus overlords. Harsh winds carry immense sandstorms with them, and thanks to the sheer level of industry upon the planet, small shards of metal and glass are almost always carried within the sand, making them incredibly dangerous for any unarmored, uncovered individuals lost within the roaring dust clouds. Some planets will be dedicated to the production of weapons or machinery which require the use of radioactive materials. These worlds can become so saturated by radiation that they are simply uninhabitable to humans, and as such, they are completely relegated to being operated by servitors, highly modified tech priests, and Skitarii forces. It does not dissuade the Mechanicus to rule over an irradiated world, so long as they can continue in the production of their mechanical wonders and that the radiation does not result in a reduction in their industrial output, then it will not bother them. All they will need to change is to implement a rad scrubbing protocol for all exported materials, and production will resume with haste. Technology upon these worlds is found in abundance, but it is kept under the shroud of fear, where most will be kept far from understanding its true workings. Tech priests will patrol the foundries, shouting binary chants at the machines and wafting strange pungent sensors, which spew with foul-smelling incense, all with the intent of quelling the various machine spirits believed to reside within many of the pieces of ancient technology found across the world. Some of these technologies utilized on the Forge worlds are incredibly rare and are seldom found anywhere else within the galaxy. Entire cities or foundries may be built upon tracks which constantly carry the structure across the planet's surface just to move it away from the pollution which it has produced. Huge sky cranes and space elevators jut out from the planet's surface, connecting to orbital ring structures which surround the world like a skeletal mechanical halo. This is often where spaceports and orbital docks will be found, and it is here that new ships of the Imperial Navy will be produced en masse. The canvas of the planet will be partitioned and divided, broken up into sprawling foundries, each a domain of pure and ceaseless industry. They will be dedicated to a small part of something greater than themselves. A factory may produce nothing but a single screw, but rest assured, if the Mechanicus decrees that it is a vital piece, then that factory will remain in use for the foreseeable future, almost certainly outlasting the lives of the poor workers within it. Even if one was to stand upon a forge world and look up at the factories and forge complexes around them, then they would still struggle to grasp the actual scale of what has been erected here. Industrial production zones seem to stretch out endlessly, with the constant humming and crashing of gigantic pneumatic presses and the harsh cracks of arc cutters providing a heavy and unavoidable ambience to the planet. Within these sprawling foundries, one can quickly become lost if they stray from their work detail. The labyrinthine corridors and supply routes seem to spread and cross each other like a crude metallic vascular system, all of which keep the hulking behemoth of industry ever pumping. The constant and acrid smell of burnt promethium will mix with the overwhelming tang of steel dust within the workshops, resulting in the air itself becoming an inescapable hazard to those who would work without an advanced rebreather system. Deeper within, The harsh glow from the streams of molten metals is so dazzling that it would scorch the eyes of any fools who would look upon the exposed heart of the forge. Living in the shadow of the machine is an incredibly harsh and unenviable existence. Humans born upon these worlds are collected and quantified by the biologist tech priests who will record every aspect of the child in order to determine their best position within the Forge world. Only in special select circumstances will this be done based on physical ability. For most, they are to be given a role wherever one is required, and upon growing to a suitable age, they will leave their families or orphanages to take up their tools and will live the rest of their lives in constant labor. During childhood or even early adolescence, some promising individuals may be taken away for induction within the holy temples of the machine god. Here, they will take up the teachings of the tech priests, and in time, they will join their ranks as a fully fledged member of the cult Mechanicus. Before long, those fervent followers will begin to cybernetically replace aspects of their body with mechanical components. They are taught to despise the weakness of flesh, and instilled within them will be a holy mission of aspiring towards becoming fully cybernetic, all to bring them closer to the blessed machine. Some children who are seen to be particularly physically gifted will be removed from the worker pools and will be placed within initiation and training camps for the Skitarii. These young soldiers will begin their harsh physical training regiments where the strongest and most able will be recruited into the cybernetic legions of the Mechanicus. Here, they will be enhanced with mechanical implants and prosthetics, allowing them to stand as strong and capable cyborg warriors, ready to carry the teachings of the Omnisire into battle. Skitarii will patrol the Forge worlds, helping to maintain order, and will act as a defense force should any foes attempt to invade the planet. They will also act as the bodyguards to senior tech priests on explorator missions, where the Mechanicus will send an expedition to a long-lost world in the pursuit of promising rumors of ancient technologies, or even a fabled STC fragment. Now, not every human will be born with the ability to carry out the previously discussed roles, and some may fail during their training, or even become injured and incapable from working in the dangerous foundries. Life and labor will not cease for these individuals. Any human can be modified into a servitor should their bodies begin to fail them. This may start with simple prosthetic replacements for lost limbs, but for some who have committed crimes against the Omnisire, or for those who have become too damaged to fully save, then their brains can also be replaced by cybernetic implants, making them mindless, lobotomized workers, who will remain in use until they eventually and inevitably expire. Once a human or servitor finally breaks down for the final time and is unable to be rebuilt into a labor unit, then their bodies will be harvested and reclaimed for what few valuable resources remain upon it. Cybernetic components will be sterilized and replaced on others, destined to become servitors themselves. Organic components will be shipped off for the production of fertilizer or corpse starch, and some will simply be thrown into the furnaces, with the last remaining vestiges of energy within their cells being burnt up to fuel the fires of the forge. It is not all doom and gloom, however. For the humans who work in these factories and meet their quotas, they are free to roam and live their lives however they wish within their assigned hab blocks. They can keep whatever memorabilia they want and can commingle with other menial laborers, forming friends and families with whoever takes their fancy. Truly, they are free, so long as they maintain production levels and do not interfere with the strange, esoteric pursuits of the ruling tech priests. For the Mechanicus overseers and ruling magi, They busy themselves with the management of factories and foundries, ensuring that all quotas are met and that production never ceases. They delve themselves into the arcana of the cult Mechanicus, finding new ways to worship the Omnissiah, often by replacing more and more of their physical bodies with implants until they resemble nothing but a hulking mass of machinery with odd limbs and coils jutting from their hunched and burdened frames. Due to the sheer level of advanced technologies found upon the planet, you may think that most people are familiar with these esoteric components and tools. However, this is far from the case. Even upon these worlds, the Imperium still fears technology, and so the vast majority of menial workers do their best to distance themselves from that which they do not understand. If a worker was found to be in the possession of a piece of forbidden technology, then in all likelihoods it would be confiscated, and all workers within their section of the Hab Block will be sent to become mindless servitors just to ensure that no trace of tech heresy would taint the planet. All across the Forge worlds, you will hear the ever-present hum of cogitators, the blazing roars of continent-spanning furnaces, and the clanking, thumping sounds of forges carving metals into new frames of war. The offensive smell of sulfur and ash is a universal malady, which most simply adapt to until their sensory organs fail them, necessitating a cybernetic replacement of their entire olfactory tract. These worlds stand to fuel the war machine of the Imperium and to continue in the teachings and worship of the Omnissiah. Each planet is but a cog in the mighty mechanical engine which makes up the Adeptus Mechanicus, and even though it may seem entirely unpleasant to live upon one, they are a vital part of the entire Imperium, and their hardy inhabitants should always be looked upon with respect and honor. Praise be the Omnissiah.